A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went on to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug out a trough for the winepress, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce from the vineyard. But they seized the man, thrashed him, and sent him away empty-handed. Next he sent another servant to them. Him they beat about the head and treated shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. Then a number of others, and they thrashed some and killed the rest. He had still someone left, his beloved son. He sent him to them last of all. "They will respect my son," he said. But those tenants said to each other, "This is the heir. Come on, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. Now what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and make an end of the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this text of Scripture? It was the stone rejected by the builders that became the keystone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. And they would have liked to arrest him because they realized that the parable was aimed at them. But they were afraid of the crowds. So they left him alone and went away. The gospel parables ordinarily are not allegories, but this one seems to be just that. It tells of how the tenants, the Israelites, and the Jewish leaders, down through the centuries, rejected the prophets and then even Jesus, so that the vineyard had to be taken from them and given to the despised Gentiles, who would become the cornerstone of the new Christian communities. We are being invited not to pass judgment on those tenants, but to consider what kind of tenants we are and how well we are or are not listening to the prophets of our own time. Who are these prophets of our day, and what are they saying to us? Well, I believe they are the women and men who remind us of our responsibilities we have to preserve our vineyard, the earth, and those who live here. So I try to listen to those who warn us about climate change and what we can do about it. I try to listen to those who remind me to live simply, so that others may simply live. I try to follow those who are telling you and me that our solutions to conflict can never be violent ones, which means I support those who are legislating for gun control, world peace, and those who show me how to control my own anger. Jesus was never exclusive. So I pay attention to those prophets in our midst who urge us to eliminate all forms of oppression and discrimination. Finally, perhaps, we may all consider that by our very baptism, we too are being called to be prophetic. We now are the new cornerstones. And just as Jesus and the prophets before him experienced rejection, so too we should not be surprised when it happens to us as well. Let us keep before us the promise of Jesus. Fear not, I will be with you until the end of time.